back. Welcome to Wednesday here, January 29th. Got the clouds keeping us company here, 26 degrees. We do this every Wednesday. Head on over to OSPTI in Breckenridge, talking with Brooke on the phone with me this morning. Brooke, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, we're going to talk today about some public health offerings that you got over there at OSPTI. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, so this last weekend, I was actually down in St. Paul to finish up working on my pelvic health certification class. So I just kind of wanted to talk about what we're offering over here, especially as like our physical therapy side at OSPTI for pelvic health rehab.
Okay.
So we kind of like to use the term pelvic health instead of women's health because it's not just women who need pelvic health. Men do too. And a lot of the times, like women especially, are told this lie after kids that it's just normal to have this sort of like leakage after kids, or like you laugh and you get a little, you pee just a little, right? And
right.
We're told this all the time, and it's not technically normal. A lot of people just deal with it, and a lot of people experience it, but it's not something that we should just settle for in life. So most common like diagnoses that we kind of are working with right now over here at OSPTI are stress and urge incontinence, and then as well as like some pelvic pain. So again, this could be in men or women. It's not just women by all means. We kind of see both here. Sean kind of takes over on the men's side, and I have just recently, like I said, finished up my class, so I'll be seeing a little bit more of the women's side, but we both kind of see both and pass back and forth ideas, you know.
Right.
We also can work with a lot of pregnant women on their pelvic floor prior to delivery, so that's also an option too, or postpartum, of course, again, when we experience some of that leakage. So over here at OSPTI, Sean, like I said, has been taking care of kind of all of our pelvic clients for the last couple years. And so I got my foot in the door and kind of wanted to help her out. And it's a big area that we're lacking, especially in the community. So just wanted to talk about that today. I know this is kind of like a very private topic for some people and difficult to like open up to about to someone else that you've never met before. But we are more than happy to, you know, answer questions if anyone has any, or something that you can discuss with your provider as well and get you over here and not have to drive all the way to Fargo for some care.
So, Brooke, these public health issues, is this something relatively new at OSPTI, or has this been going on for a while? Or pelvic, I'm sorry.
Pelvic health, yep. No, it's actually something, so it's something that people have been dealing with for a long time, but we just don't. We don't talk about it. It's kind of like a stigma to just not talk about that kind of thing. And we just accept that we have these issues and move on with life and just deal with it as we see fit. And it's not something that we should have to deal with. It's something that we can work on and we can really resolve. I mean, sometimes we see them for two visits and they're fully cured after that, which is amazing because, you know, a lot of times PT can be a little bit longer than that. But it's cool that there are some tips and tricks that we can give you that'll could help your symptoms right away.
Brooke, I'm glad you opened the door to this. If people want some more information, what is your number over there at OSPTI?
Yeah, our number is 218-641-7725 if you guys have any questions.
Fantastic. Brooke, great talking with you. Have a good rest of the week, okay? We'll talk next Wednesday.
Yep, bye-bye.
That is Brooke over at OSPTI in Breckenridge talking pelvic health today. If you've got questions, give them a call. That number again, 641-7725, 924 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
You can tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fish in another town. Just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can't.